all across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. The Novos. Maddie.
And I'd pull your head back and I'd force feed you Devon.
Meg.
What did you call it?
The Bing Bong Clock.
And Quibo.
They're on a level of entertainment, Meg, that needs to be retold.
Listen in.
Oh, maybe just a little.
Call in.
And let me tell you
when.
Maddie, Megan, Creepo.
What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
Good morning, guys. Welcome to Hump Day Wednesday. How you doing?
Good morning.
Morning. Feeling good. Feeling pumped up.
Excellent. Now, Meg,
yes. We
need to talk about a few things.
Yeah.
The jumpsuit you're wearing today.
I know. I'm obsessed with it.
Let's have a look at it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
I quite like it.
Fairy
it's
bread.
Covered in fairy bread.
Yes.
But
I don't eat fairy bread anymore. I'm avoiding carbs. So I'll just wear it instead.
We're actually not big on, like, you know, those special days. Like, today is
fairy bread day.
It is fairy bread day.
Is it? Right? It is actually fairy bread day.
Of all days.
I bought this on Monday and then I showed Mum and she's like, do you know that Wednesday is fairy bread day? I'm like, oh, well then, guess what I'm wearing on Wednesday.
Do you think they were making that and marketing it online with the hope of selling that?
Possibly. They've got, like, shirts and other dresses and all that kind of stuff with the same print.
Was it like a week ago that you saw it online and went,
no,
oh,
I saw it. We went shopping on Monday and I just saw it at the shop. And then I kind of got suckered in at the counter by getting the fairy bread earrings to match as well.
Oh my God. Is it a fairy bread pop-up shop?
No. They're just random, like, gothic-y, punky-looking stuff.
You really have to get up and put effort in to dress for fairy bread day, right?
Well, it's more of the fact that I had the jumpsuit.
Yeah,
why not?
Ready to go.
Put some trackies on, Dale. I'll tell you what, I'm in my glory today just having a look here in the studio. Not only have you made fairy bread cupcakes, Meg, which I've already indulged.
Oh, excellent.
In one of those. Creva, you brought in some cake as well.
Yeah, that's right. Yesterday,
just when I tried to get back on my diet.
I said yesterday I forgot, and so today I've brought the goods.
Mm. Good, good. Jess,
what is it? Lemon meringue pie, is it?
Yeah, the tart.
How are you today?
I've had better starts to my day.
Really? Why?
For the second day in a row, I've spilt coffee, like, everywhere.
Oh, I've got a question for you as well before we get into the show. Are you wearing the shoes that you use for, like, scuba diving, like those reef shoes, or are you in socks? I couldn't quite tell and didn't want to ask.
This stems from the coffee situation. I nearly slipped over and fell on my bottom just outside the kitchen, and I'm like, is it my shoes? Is it not my shoes? And I didn't want to repeat.
It's not your shoes. I nearly slipped as well.
Ah, yes.
Not just you.
Oh, thank goodness. Okay.
Well, be careful.
Socks be
careful. So, question for both of you. Did either of you clean it up, or are you just going to let someone else slip?
Well, this is more of the thing. I thought it was my shoes were slippery, so I just kept walking.
I just might go walk to the kitchen, guys. See
ya. Yeah, after a gompo claim.
Jackson, good morning.
How are you? Good morning. I'm really good. Well, I'm really not, but, like, I've hit a wall, but I'm doing that thing where you try to trick your brain into thinking you're having a great time.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Jackson's good.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Guys, we are playing Lads versus Lasses up next. I am so happy the Lads are finally... All this time on the move. 82 points to the Lasses, 91. We need one guy, one girl for Newcastle's Ultimate Battle of the Sexes quiz. Great prize today, guys, for the winner. It's 4 tickets to New FM's advanced screening of Ghostbusters Afterlife, starring the sexiest man on the planet, Paul Rudd.
How good's that? You want to be saying that before all the other punters, right?
Worth seeing it just for him.
Well, yeah.
To be honest.
If you're a fan.
He's not bad.
We discussed this the other day. Not that sexy. Anyway, that's my opinion.
The Novos.
Lads. Versus Lasses. Thank you.
Yeah, this is our year-long competition where we try and figure out who is the superior sex, guys or girls. At the moment, the ladies are leading 91 points to 82. We still need a lass this morning on 131009, playing for 4 tickets to New FM's exclusive screening of Ghostbusters Afterlife at Event Cinemas Glendale on the 1st of December.
That's right. It's time to meet our lad up first. Obviously going to be a winner. His name's Bo. He's from Lochinvar. Works in the post office and draws in his downtime. Not a fan of sushi and says his best quality is how impressive he is. Good morning, Bo.
Morning.
How are you this morning?
Yeah, I'm pretty good.
That's the way.
Can I ask what is so impressive about you, Bo?
I like to make people laugh.
Okay, I like
nice
that.
Nice one.
That's can you try and make us laugh now, Bo? Oh.
No. Don't worry about it. Let's get into some questions for you, all right?
Wait.
Number one. A tapered blending brush is best for blending which makeup product?
Eyeshadow?
Oh, what a guess.
What a guess. That's unbelievable. Well done, man. One on the board. All right. Number two. The brand Silky George makes what? Now, this one's multiple choice, all right? Is it A, moisturizer, B, false lashes, or C, shampoo?
False lashes.
That is correct.
Jesus.
Your best quality...
I'm not a fan of this at all.
Your best quality is how impressive you are. All right, number three, and this one's multiple choice. The Lady Shake now comes in how many different flavours? Is it A, 5, B, 8, or C, 10?
5?
No, it's 8. Hey, 2 on the board, though.
Really?
Pretty good, man.
Sweep.
Good stuff.
Not too bad. Let's meet our lass, though, right now, guys. It's Katie. Good morning. Hello, Katie. Hey.
Oh, hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, good.
Hey, that's you've right. got a big task on your hands today because Bo just scored 2 points, Katie. Do you think you can do it for the lasses?
I'll give him my best shot.
All right,
all right, let's get into your questions then. Question one, which company makes the YZ350 motorbike?
Yamaha.
Oh, well done.
That's correct.
Some smart people.
I think I'd get that wrong. My husband would leave
you. He would leave you.
All right, question two. What is the tradies discount card called at Bunnings?
Trade something.
No, it's called incorrect. Power Pass.
No.
All right, you need this one for a tiebreaker coin toss. Question three, how many years is the warranty on the Makita battery tool skins? Is it A, 5, B, 2, or C, 1?
2.
No, it's 5. Lads have got
lads,
it, Katie.
Lads. We are unstoppable.
You're a winner, Bo. Congrats, man.
Thank you.
No worries.
You're a very impressive man.
Very impressive.
I half expected a clean sweep today. That was...
I was really on a roll.
Yeah, very well done.
Very confident, man. I love that. Up next, we are talking about Uber. Not the car share thing, though. This situation's a little bit different because over in Canada, of course, they've legalized cannabis there. And as a result of that, Uber has decided to get in on the game.
Oh.
Okay.
Why? Think about...
Is it what I think it is?
Think about what could be going on there. I'm going to let you join the dots as we right. talk about it next.
Hey. The Novos.
We're going over to Canada now, and Uber Eats, big new development over there.
Absolutely. So Uber, it seems, for a while has... I guess they haven't really been expanding to new businesses for a little minute. So they obviously the big change for them was switching from just driving car stuff to picking up food, right? That was huge for
and
them.
And then package deliveries.
Yeah, that's right. But that's basically the cars that are already running around throwing a couple of boxes in the back, basically. So that wasn't a huge change. But it seems now they are sparking up a really big change here because over in Canada, where cannabis is legalized, you can just go to a special shop and buy it. Just turn up with your cash, prove you're over a certain age, and away you go.
It's like going to the alcohol shop.
Exactly right. They're now moving into that business, Uber.
Oh,
so
okay.
They recently purchased, in the US, they've gone for the alcohol delivery situation. They purchased a company called Drizzly for $1.1 billion in stock and cash.
Jeez.
So now they're doing alcohol delivery, and then they thought, what else could we possibly deliver? Hello, Canada. You got some cool rules going on. Let's move into the cannabis situation.
You know why they've done that, right?
Well.
Because what happens after you've done that? You order stuff on Uber Eats.
That's right.
Like, it's just combining the two businesses.
Absolutely.
The logical next step.
Well, you're marketing your own business.
Exactly.
So suddenly you're making people hungry.
Well, when you log into Uber to order a car, it automatically pops up, hey, well, how about you order some food for when you get home?
Like, so genius.
And maybe that's what they're going to do.
Step one, step two, step three.
I've just pulled up my Uber app, and obviously at the top, very user-friendly app here, you've got the ride, food, and package option.
Yeah.
Each with a picture of, like, the ride's a car, the food's a bowl of sashimi, I think, which is weird, and the package is just a box. What's going to be the icon for this new function on the app?
Is it just... Well, I don't think Snoop would want to be involved in this because he's doing a big menu log thing, isn't
true,
he? So he's probably out of that side of things.
He'd be filthy.
I'd say so. You know, there's other... A lot of other rappers, actually, who might be interested in the work.
Real talk, though. Look, even Canada's gone, look at the money to be made here.
Of course.
Absolutely.
You can build roads and hospitals and schools.
It's sitting there.
I know.
Right there.
It's like, do you want money? Nah, we'll be right, thanks. That's the situation if you're saying no to this at the moment.
And I view Canada as a country that's just so similar to us.
They're like our more advanced cousin.
They are.
Yeah.
You know, the one that's gone off to the really good university.
The nicer car.
Yeah, that's right.
Better shoes.
Always got the thought, if New Zealand jumps on board, give it a couple of years, then we'll jump on board.
Oh, if any country should be doing it, it's New Zealand.
Yeah. And
come on.
And they need money too. Like, economically, they need a bit of cash. It'd be perfect.
I'll give it a couple of years.
I think you're right.
You can head over to New Zealand just not to hit snow.
Yeah, that's right.
What do you think the Labor Party's position is on this?
That's a great question.
Because, I mean, you know what? If anyone's going to do it, it's Albo and the crew.
That's true.
They, you know, I have no idea what their position is.
Domo's not going to do
it. Not a chance. No chance at all.
Devil's lettuce.
No, that's right. Devil's lettuce, exactly right.
He does like cooking up a curry at home, though. So maybe. I don't know.
Oh, interesting. Can't wait to see that.
Big development. And look, yeah, the sooner that stuff comes here, in my opinion, the better. That's just my opinion.
And that's yours and yours alone.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Maddie. Meg. And Creepo.
Maddie, Meg and Creepo.
What a way to start the day.
Novos.
Let's go.
Guys, a study's been done of dating app users surrounding the colour of people's eyes and what colour eyes are most attractive to the opposite sex. What do you think they are?
Oh, that's a tough one. Blue, maybe?
Yeah, I'd say blue, mainly because I like blue eyes.
But I don't like blue eyes.
Oh,
but that's,
okay.
But that's just my taste, isn't it?
Well, apparently guys like blue-eyed women the most. They're most attracted to women with blue eyes. And for the guys, women are most attracted to hazel eyes.
We're completely opposite.
Yeah. How interesting.
I just find this study so fascinating. I like eyes. I'm an eye
really?
Guy.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. What colour are your eyes, Crevo?
They're sort of a greeny, bluey, grey kind of colour. I don't know.
What?
I don't...
Meg, wait, have a look into his eyes.
Like a... Yeah, exactly what he said. Like, it's...
What colour are your eyes, Meg?
Blue. I've got blue.
What colour are mine? Mine change.
Mine change a bit
like
as well.
Yeah, like bluish? I don't know. No. I can't really tell.
A hazel?
I can't
means
tell.
Means the women want to get with me, which is
your eyes
help me
are
at all.
Not hazel.
Yes, they are.
I'm sorry.
Don't tell me what colour my own eyes are, Crevo. Jess, what colour eyes do you have?
I think they're green.
Green?
Is it weird?
Is it weird that none of us know what
our
eyes are?
Colour
is
weird.
Jackson, you've got blue eyes, yeah?
Yeah, I got blue eyes.
I don't know how I knew that.
Could you look into the
You're a big eye guy, you just said it.
Dream away.
I'm going to turn the lights up. Hang on, we need to solve this.
Yeah.
Oh, there are
lights in here.
I'll just use your torch on your phone or something.
Okay, all right, hang on.
We need to solve this. Yeah, Creevo, yours are just like grey abyss.
Grey, greeny, blue.
More grey.
I've got my glasses.
They sort of, I don't know if they change. Do they change? Do eye colours change?
Blue?
You have beautiful blue eyes, Meg. What about mine? Shine the light in my eyes.
Yeah, brown. Yeah, hey, yeah, with the light, it's hazel.
But at this distance, they look blue for me.
Yeah, that's... Okay, now I don't feel so weird.
All right, well, what we're going to do next, we're going to delve into this a little bit further. Feel free to join the show on 13 10 09. Like, what colour eyes do you find most attractive?
Also,
because I've got a longer list here.
Yeah, this is good. But also, call up if you don't know what colour your eyes are. Because are we absolutely nuts? None of us know. Is that crazy or is it more common?
Well, I think, well, clearly, like, 80% of us didn't know what colour eyes
exactly.
we have.
The Novos. I got my eyes on you.
You're everything that I see. Oh, yes. A study has been done of dating app users about eyes. So we're talking what colours are most attractive to the opposite sex and vice versa. And they've also gone into a little study about how eyes, of course, as we know, are the windows to the soul. But apparently eyes are the most expressive part of your face. So
oh,
you can actually tell if somebody is sexually attracted to you by their eyes.
Now, that I believe.
Is that due to, like, pupil dilation or anything like that?
Well, when you're thinking about it, I do honestly think it's all about the eyes.
Yeah, so
it is true.
It's absolutely. There's this, a subreddit on Reddit called Myron, like short for admiring. And there's like guys that are admiring other girls, girls admiring guys, the whole, everyone. And you can so see it when somebody is looking at somebody like lovingly or attracted.
Absolutely.
You can tell. It's unbelievable. And that it's so good when they get celebrities, you know, or the Queen or something like that, admiring somebody. You're like, oh, wow.
So I'm going to run through, guys, which eye colours got the most matches on dating apps, starting off with the women this morning. So as I said before, it kicks off with hazel eyes. Women love hazel eyes. Purple, black, blue, brown and green.
I've never seen anyone with purple eyes.
Yeah, I haven't either.
It must be the contact thing. Is that where you wear contacts that make your eyes look purple? Is that a thing?
But if they're getting the second most amount of matches, that's a good company to be in. Purple.
Oh, absolute contact lenses.
For the blokes, most attractive to men, blue, brown, green, hazel, black and purple.
Purple at the end?
At the end.
Yeah,
to be fair, I've never seen it. Person with purple eyes.
It's funny you say this because apparently the girls go for the hazel eyes. I prefer blue, but Josh actually has hazel.
So
it's a bit strange.
So maybe you think you prefer blue.
Yeah, I always have preferred blue.
But deep down, you can't resist the hazel eyes.
Apparently, there's a reason behind a lot of this as well. Did you know that a study has been done that says we're attracted to the colour of our parents' eyes? That's an element as well.
Ah, that's so interesting.
Wow.
Weird, hey?
That's weird.
That's a bit strange. That's a bit creepy, to be completely honest.
Your parents' eyes.
Blue.
Even, blue.
Blue.
It's like when guys date, you know, women that are like their mums. The same vibe. It is a bit weird, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
But hey, that's... Well, this is... They always do this, a study, but then you're never sure totally. Or that's just a group of people.
See, I see this, right? With my eyes. And I do believe this. Like, I do like a guy with blue eyes.
And your parents?
Yeah, blue eyes. Mum has blue eyes.
Fascinating.
Crazy, hey?
I like the dark eyes. And, well, it's my dad that's got brown eyes.
Oh,
there you go.
My mum has the light sort of bluey, greeny eyes.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Yeah. So if you got the any of those eye colours, you are getting lucky.
Not creeped out at all right now.
And if you've got purple, what the hell's going on there?
Yeah, it's... Purple eyes have just thrown me anyway. 13 10 09, if you want to get involved with Beat the Meat, we are playing next. Basically a Beat the Bomb style game, but instead of winning cash, you win sausages thanks to Singo's. But they have prices that undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers. If you want to play, one rule is just don't be greedy, because a couple of weeks we've gone, I think, with someone not winning. So get involved. 13 10 09, we're going
to
do it next.
Just before we go to the break, we've just got a message on Instagram from a listener that says you can have purple eyes. Apparently natural purple eyes are possible. There are many different shades of blues and greys out there, and many in between colors. Although very rare, some people's natural pigmentation can even be violet or purple in color.
Wow.
I'm going to have to Google this.
The lighter your eye colour, the more light that is reflected off of them. So there you go. Oh, purple eyes. 18.
The Novos. Welcome to Beat the Meme.
A lot of people ask us how we came up with the idea for something.
You can tell it's good food when you get this many Instagram notifications in the time you eat it.
You got any hot dog?
Say it like a sausage, not like a human.
If it's been a while since you've had a barbecue, we're going to have you sorted right now. Beat the Meat. It's a Beat the Bomb style game where you win sausages. All you got to do is yell stop before the sausages explode. Don't get too greedy because otherwise you might end up with absolutely nada.
That's
don't want
right.
that to happen.
And all the sausage juice all over your
yeah,
face.
Yeah, no.
The worst when they blow up everywhere. Let's meet our contestant. His name is Matt. He's from Port Stephens and attracted to eyes that are like mood rings and always changing. That's my eyes, Matt.
Very nice, very nice. Yeah,
right. Are you
I can't say anything wrong about that, can I?
No.
Whatever goes, eh, Matt? Crevo? Wow, there you go.
Always changing. All right, let's have a go at this. Have you heard how the game works before?
That I do, but would you like to explain it?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
That's a really good radio voice. So it's
all right, listen out for when the sausages are building up, but don't get too greedy and yell stop before they explode.
Here we go.
One sausage.
One
sausages. Nine sausages. 10 sausages. 14 sausages.
Yeah, I'll stop
there.
Stop there. 14. Easily pleased, Matt.
Yeah, easily played.
Good stuff, man. We'll enjoy those. All thanks to Singos. You're a winner. It's as simple as that, really. Stuff,
not greedy at all, which
no.
is
nice. No.
Oh, Matt, you could actually have gone up to 37 sausages today.
Ah, that's all right.
That's all right. What are you going to do with them? That's it.
Same too many.
Hey, checking in with Jess in the newsroom next, guys. And do not forget, we have an incredible prize up for grabs. I'm loving this at the moment. We have $1,000 worth of toys to give one very lucky listener for Christmas this year. You can enter newfm.com.au. We're going to put another person on the final list after the news.
The Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. The Novos.
Maddie.
And I'd pull your head back and I'd force feed you Devon.
Meg.
What did you call it?
The Bing Bong Clock.
And Quivo.
They're on a level of entertainment, Meg, that needs to be retold.
Listen in.
Well, maybe just a little.
Call in.
And let me tell you.
Win.
Maddie, Megan, Creepo.
What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
You hear it all around this time of year. It's the most magical, the most wonderful time of the year. But for a lot of people, Christmas just induces a lot of stress.
Mm.
It's a common thing, especially you've got gifts, you've got a family coming over, all that kind of stuff. So we're going to make it easier for one local family. We've got a $1,000 shopping spree at Casey's Toys up for grabs. All you have to do is head to newfm.com.au, register your details. You can nominate yourself or someone else, someone who you're close to. They could walk away with a $1,000 shopping spree right before Christmas. Incredible.
It's such a small thing, but what we want to achieve here is to give this shopping spree to the most deserving person. So we're
absolutely
speaking to a whole range of different people, and then the ones we speak to we'll put into the final draw for this. Because do you know what? This next story, guys, just absolutely broke my heart when I read it. And if there's ever a family that needs a helping hand at the moment, it's these guys. So we'll chat to them next.
The Novos.
Casey's Toys, Charlestown and Maitland. Biggest selection, best advice. Win a $1,000 toy shopping spree and make this the best Christmas ever.
We give away a lot of prizes here on UFM, but I think this one in particular is the one that means the most, because a lot of people, it's been a hectic year for everyone. Winning a $1,000 shopping spree at Casey's Toys just in time for Christmas to make someone's Christmas is going to be incredible. I can't imagine the reaction when we award this. It's going to be insane.
Well,
very
it's
special.
Christmas sorted.
Christmas, exactly.
Yeah, this absolutely. Let's meet this next person. Now, Judy has sent through a message through to the New FM website about this, and reading this, it just makes you realise how life can be very tough. Judy, good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us a little bit about your story. What's been going on for the last year or two with your family?
So last year in August, my son Lucas was born stillborn. 37 weeks.
Oh, so sorry to hear that.
It's a time when you don't think it happens that way. And it's been really hard. I have two daughters, 5 and 4, and they're the brunt of it. You know, they're so young, but they have to see and live with so much pain, but they've still been so resilient. And I just want to show them, you know, how much they've helped me make it through such a challenging time.
Oh, Judy. It sounds tough.
Really hard. Now, obviously, your two girls have been helping you a lot.
Yeah.
What's the sort of thing that they do that makes you feel a bit better?
As soon as they get teary-eyed, they're just right there giving me a hug and telling me that they love me.
Judy, do you have much support from your family at the moment?
I do. My incredible. My parents, my in-laws. I've got so much love.
Judy, you sound like a very strong woman. And do you know what? I just want to say, like you said earlier, so many women go through this.
And it's not spoken about.
It's not spoken about, you know, at all, really.
Especially at late term, 37 weeks, as you said, like, it's not something you can ever prepare yourself for, but that late, just...
Nobody's ready for that.
No, never. No. Especially when you've got the little ones as well who are excited and...
Yeah.
Oh, Judy.
Yeah. Hey, Judy, do you know what? Honestly, we are sending you and your family all of our best wishes. And, you know, even if you don't get this, I think we're going to try and, you know, help you guys out in some way, shape or form this Christmas because you guys really do deserve it. What a terrible year you've gone through.
And thank you for being brave enough to talk about this because even in some small way, you might help somebody else.
Absolutely.
That's going through something. And like we said before, nobody ever talks about this. So what you've done is really brave.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you, Judy. And please look after yourself, look after your family, and we'll sort something out for Judy.
Yeah. Oh, what a special person. Thanks for coming on the air, Judy.
Yeah, we'll put her in the final list for the voucher, but...
This is what I mean, you know, like you said earlier, Meg, Christmas can have, like, one of two effects on people, either, like, you know, joy and happiness.
Magical,
or
yeah.
It can just remind you of pain.
Yeah.
And, you know, a couple of young kids, you know, they need to have a good Chrissy.
Yeah, wishing them the best of luck in the draw.
Yeah.
Absolutely, guys. Changing gears at the moment, guys. Up next, I've got to say, last night I met my first housemate interviewee. Of course, my housemate is leaving for Perth, so I've had to find a new one. And I started the interview process yesterday. I've got all the details up next. The Novos. As I've been telling you guys in the last week or so, I've had to put the search on for a brand new housemate.
They're a very nerve-wracking thing because it's been a while since you've done that. Yeah, and I know every time I've done it along the way, you're always like, oh, who's it going to be? What are they going to do? How long will it take to find someone?
It really stresses me out, the whole process of it, because, like, I live in an apartment, right? Two bedrooms. The person that you let sort of into your life needs to, you know, fit with everything.
Yeah, and vibe with you as well.
Absolutely.
If you're all off each other, it's no good. It's no fun.
And I've been feeling really anxious about, like, doing all of these interviews. And then I feel bad for letting people down. You know, it's a big deal.
It's kind of like a job interview. Yeah, when you gotta tell them, like, no, you're not suitable.
Absolutely. And you kind of need to invest a good half hour in chat with them.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years? What are your ambitions? What are your strengths and weaknesses? Oh,
what annoying habits do you have?
You're a big farter.
Well, I wasn't going to ask that, but I guess,
I guess you regret that question now.
But do you know what? So yesterday I met the first person, and I've had so many people message me. I very clearly stated no couples.
Yeah.
No couples. I don't want a part of it. I don't want to think about it. Just no. So many people messaging me, hey, me and my boyfriend are looking for a place. Would you take $240 a week for both of us?
It clearly says 280. Why would I take on two for less? I don't get that.
You're not selling an old wardrobe on Marketplace. This is not a negotiation. It's a rent.
Anyway, this one guy messaged me. I spoke about him last week on the show. He's like a termite guy.
Ah, pest controller.
Pest controller guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, I really vibed with him because like he made the effort to like message me over the weekend and sort of there was a little bit of banter going more than the others.
Okay, so it's a good sign. He's making an effort. He's
absolutely. So I held out for him to come around yesterday. He was the first one. And I was like, look, if I like him, I'll give it to him.
Yeah.
He comes over and man, it's awkward. It's like getting ready for a date.
Yeah.
So
did you do your hair?
Cleaned all the house. No, I was wearing a hat, of course.
Oh, right, of course.
Cleaned all the house and I'm like waiting for him to come. And then I thought, oh, I'm all sweaty. I should probably have a shower. So I went and had a shower and
freshen up.
Changed clothes.
Smell good.
Interesting. When he arrived, he was wearing really nice clothes as well. So he dressed up for the occasion, which was great.
I say that's a good sign.
Mm.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyways, got chatting. He was over for like almost an hour.
Also a good sign.
30 years old, chill guy, straight. So like I'm into that. I'm a bit over living with women, to be honest. So I'm down for some guy energy
at home. Yeah.
But yeah, got chatting and I've asked him to move in.
That's awesome,
wow.
Man.
On the first
congratulations.
Interview.
Oh, you almost had a date there, didn't you?
Well, he made a comment as he was leaving. He's like, oh, it's almost, you know, it's harder writing, it's just as hard as writing a Tinder profile about yourself, which it is.
Yeah.
But I just thought, go in, just chat about life and, you know, things will come out, whatever.
And I think the fact that you guys were able to chat for, and hang out for about an hour, that's a really good sign. I know the successful housemates I've had along the way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You get that long chat going and it's not awkward. You go, this is going to be an all right person to live with. So
absolutely.
I think that's great, man.
I'm just so happy I don't have to meet any more people.
So good.
I'm so much happier today.
Have you got the deposit?
No.
Oh, yeah.
He's good for it.
He's good for it. Okay, yeah, excellent. Yeah. You know what's great? When they finally move in and you can delete all that stuff off your phone.
Oh, I've already done it. Do you think I shouldn't have?
I don't know. He hasn't turned up yet.
Oh, well, surely you're not going to come and spend an hour for
no,
nothing.
You're right.
Like, come on.
Now, how good, man. That's very exciting. Congratulations.
Thank you. One of the great selling points as well, I think, which really worked in my favour, was I'm going away on the 10th of December for 2 weeks. So I said, hey, man, like you can move in. And I was like, you've got the place to yourself for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
He loved that. And the first thing I did when I went and got him from downstairs, rather than take him to the apartment first, I took him to the rooftop.
Good move.
Which overlooks the harbour and honeysuckle.
So you can be like, hey, imagine you can have a couple of mates up here, have some beers, whatever.
Yeah, it's
a great way to unwind of an afternoon.
Do you know what? I feel like I've got a future in real estate.
Do you know what?
No, not.
You have to work every Saturday for the rest of your life.
Most radio people go, when they give up on radio, they go to real estate, don't they?
Or selling cars.
Really?
Yeah, I've known a few along the way.
Anyways, happy days, guys. Good times ahead.
Congratulations.
Thanks, man.
Very exciting.
I have to have you over for drinks.
Yeah.
The Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up
with the Novos.
The Novos.
Maddie, Meg, and Creepo.
Maddie, Meg, and Creepo.
What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
Yesterday after the show talking about the local elections that are coming up and we're just a little bit confused around the team as to what's actually happening.
Well, do you know what?
I don't know who I'm voting for. I don't know why.
We really are in the season of political signs. We've got a federal election coming up next year. I hate it.
There must be so many people with the Sharpies because I see a lot with moustaches. Like a lot with moustaches drawn on.
Well, I've seen a lot of signs for the Lord Mayor of Newcastle, Natalie Nelms. Big budget there.
Obviously. Or maybe has a, you know, knows a sign manufacturer that does a deal. Who knows?
But it's true. Like the election day, I think, is in a couple of weeks.
December 4th?
That's right.
December 4th. Yeah, next Saturday week.
Yeah.
That's right. So what we thought we'd do, because we're all a bit like, oh, what's exactly happening here? We thought we'll get an expert, a journalist in on the action. Jess from our newsroom is going to come in next to talk about what's exactly going on so we don't feel like such bumbling fools.
Yeah, like, what's a ward? I've seen that word a lot. A ward. Like,
are we in a hospital?
Ward one, ward two, exactly.
The Novos.
And we are talking, guys, local elections. I know it sounds boring, but hey, we've all got to do it, right?
Yeah.
We have no idea what's happening.
Exactly. All I know is there'll be a sausage on the day, but I'll probably vote early because we're all working that day.
Yeah, that's true. What about that?
We're off on our royal tour, so we'll have to
priorities, guys.
I know, right? We'll be visiting royal pubs, so we'll need to vote early.
What if there's a voting venue near one of the pubs?
Well, it's a possibility.
Yeah.
But I don't want to risk that.
That's true.
Because you can't miss out on democracy.
No.
It's very important. And that's why we've got Jess in from the newsroom to tell us what's really going on.
Where do you want to start?
Well, just like who are we voting for, what's happening, and what's a ward? There are three top questions.
All right. So, Jess, we go there on voting day.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there are so many candidates. What are we actually voting for? Like, for example, I think most people only really care about the position of Lord Mayor.
Yeah.
So, like, do we vote for the Lord Mayor or do we vote for Councillor Nelms? And vice versa, whoever's versing her, of course.
Yeah, yeah. So, in wherever you live, whatever LGA it is, if it's City of Newcastle or if it's Maitland or Port Stephens,
yeah,
or wherever it may be, you're voting for the mayor on one piece of paper.
And okay.
You're also voting for councillors, essentially, on another piece of paper.
So, is the other one, the mayor one will obviously be small, is the other one like one of those tablecloth-sized things you got to fold out like a treasure map? Or is it going to be... Yeah, it's a bit like that.
Yeah, so like for Newcastle, for instance, there's four different wards. So you're going to have four different wards, and under each one of those, there's going to be like half a dozen names for each, we'll say, party that is running in the council election.
Oh, God. Okay, I'm going to really have to do my research.
See, I know with the federal election, like, they give you the piece of paper and you vote for, what is it, six, or then you go across for, like, 40 below the line or whatever it is. Is that the situation with this?
Yeah, there's some below the line for the ward sheet as well. But you don't have to do that. You can just put a number one to the person that you like.
Okay, what's a ward?
So a ward is like the Newcastle LGA is separated out into four wards. So
it's like a smaller zone.
Yeah, it means that that person who gets elected in that ward is a bit more of a direct representation for those people
rather than
one person for all of it.
Someone from Mayfield could be in a different ward to somebody in, say, Merriweather.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's such a pain. Come on.
And how am I supposed to... Look, I might know the person in Mayfield, that's where I live, but how am I supposed to know the person in Merriweather or whatever?
And do we care?
Well, they're all in teams as well. So, like, Nuatali, for instance, she's got her Labour team. So, you can just vote for her team in all
the
wards.
Right. I see.
Yep.
Who's going up against the Lord Mayor?
So, for Newcastle, you've got, like, a couple of independents, like John Church is one of them.
He's been grilling Nuatali. He's got this whole campaign wanting to kick her out of her office. A new office in the city.
That's right. The one is that the one on the top floor?
I'm all for that, though.
A big office.
Her out or her staying there?
No, her staying. Like, who cares?
Hey, that's
you know what
it.
I mean?
Yeah. Whatever
Whoever's
you're into.
In next is going to get the same, you know...
Office.
It's not true. Like it's hers forever.
Mm.
That's true. Well, this is going to be interesting. And obviously it's the fourth, isn't it? Is the date.
Yes, it is the 4th. Or you can go pre-vote now.
I know that each region has their own mayor and stuff, but, like, Nuatali is where we all live.
Yeah.
Right. That's right.
So, tell me, do you think John Church has a chance of knocking her off the top spot?
I don't know. He'd come close. I don't know if he's strong enough this time around, but out of all of them, like, you've got a Green in there, you've got some Liberals, Socialist Alliance. I think he's probably her biggest.
Biggest rival.
Yeah.
Okay, well, interesting.
I want to have both of them on.
Do it.
We should do them, like, each region, like the main competitor for the position of mayor.
Just to hear what their thing is. Because often people, you might know a couple of main key players, but a lot of people don't know all the other players and what's happening.
Do we even know any of their policies?
Well, that's why we want to hear from them, right?
I feel like John Church's policy is to just get new Atali out of her office.
That's his number one thing. He's probably got something else as number one. That's unfair. But look, it's going to be interesting. And I, like I said, I'm going to have to do my research because I can't go into this blind. It's too important.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, well, it directly affects you probably more than a lot of other things.
So. I guess it's like more so for people who own their houses.
Yeah.
That's a part of it. But if you're living here, like stuff that's happening around.
Fixing roads or something, is that what they deal with?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Roads, your rubbish.
I really don't care about power poles. I don't care about how many bins we have. I don't care what the speed limit is at Honeysuckle. Well, I really don't.
Okay. Until I now, do because it's a pain in the butt at the moment at 30k an hour, but well, you know what? That's just
well,
me.
Maddie's until now
big issues, guys.
A non-car owner, non-house owner, non-bin owner because he's in apartments. So he says none of the three things that everyone's talking about.
Everyone's got their thing. My problem is my rubbish might be once a week and or once a fortnight. Like,
oh, really?
Some of the issues are like, what?
So what, really? It's like rubbish roulette for you.
It is rubbish roulette in my OGA.
Oh, it's fortnightly.
Well, I think I understand it a little bit more.
So, totally. Thanks for that.
A bunch of angry locals trying to get onto the council.
Out to other angry locals.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's it. You've summarised it so well.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Hey, up next.
Big competition of Karens, really, isn't it? Anyway.
Up next, we are playing Smash for Cash, $675. We've smashed an item with a hammer. Maddie, have you got the sound there? If you think you know what that sounds like, 13109, we've had a bunch of guesses at newfm.com.au. It's not a coin. It's not dominoes. It's not buttons. It's not Connect Four. You've got to guess what it is to win the cash. We'll do it next.
The Novos.
The Novos have a big bag of money and a giant hammer.
Hit it!
Smash for cash.
I hit it 2 times.
Let's give away $625. A random item I have smashed with a hammer. Maddie and Crevo don't actually know what it is, so they're playing along with you.
I'm having fun guessing in my own mind and then not saying it, so I don't take someone else's guess.
Good call. Well, we've got the incorrect guesses at newfm.com.au, so if you have called through, make sure you check the website because we've had a couple of repeat guesses. We don't want that. We want to give away the money. We want to give it away today if we can.
Yes, here
it
is.
Go to the phones right now. CJ in Merriweather says she would spend the cash on Chrissy. The ultimate Christmas gift would be a getaway, and she had no idea about the local council elections. Hello, CJ.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, good.
Doing well.
So who are you voting for?
No idea.
Are there heaps of signs around Merriweather? Now that we've spoken about it, can you see them?
Yeah, I have seen a few. I've seen more like around the parents-in-law.
There's
heaps around Wolves End
than
that.
Yeah, right. All right.
I have seen them. I'm just oblivious. Politics is just
not me. Think of all the plastic that these election signs contain. Look, I'm just... Yeah.
It's great for the environment.
Hey, CJ, $675 up for grabs today. Chrissy, for you, what does it look like? Do you have a bunch of kids?
I don't. I've got a few little siblings, though, so the whole fam gets together and we have a big do. It's great.
Nice one.
You're going to be a good big sister and splurge this Christmas.
All right, let's do it, CJ. So. What do you think it is?
I think it's blinds.
What, sorry?
Blinds. You know those blinds you pull down a little and they retract back up?
Oh, blinds.
Oh, okay, yep, all right. Nah, it's not it.
Not bad.
Not it. Sorry. Oh.
Well, yeah. So
that would have been very hard to smash with a hammer.
I just do it.
I would have broken the window, wouldn't you think?
Well, we'd take them off.
Sorry,
them
CJ. Off.
I don't have the skills to take them off the roller or the rack or whatever they're on.
It is not blying.
Hey, guys, it's back before 9 o'clock with $675. Checking in with Jess in the newsroom next at New FM. Good morning.
The Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. Maddie.
Relatable guy. I want to see you at the pub drunk.
Meg.
If he's a good looking man, I don't care what his hands look like.
And Crevo.
I like prosciutto. Fight me.
Listen in.
Or maybe just a little.
Call in.
And let me tell you.
Win.
Maddie, Meg, and Crevo.
Creepo. What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
So you guys know about that Dalgona candy from Squid Games. Of course, we had it in here at one point with the lovely Dough Heads when they made the special edition one. It's, of course, to make it a very hot, sticky process.
It is.
Now, a bunch of kids apparently have been trying to make it because of a viral TikTok trend, and they've ended up in hospital from the burns because it's so, like, such a tricky, hot, sticky process. It's so easy to get burnt.
Anytime you're cooking with sugar, it's molten hot. It's not like boiling water. It's 10 times worse.
It's a lot worse. And if it gets on you, you can't get it off because it's sticky. It sticks to your cool straight away on your skin. Shocking situation. Like I said, a bunch of kids already presented to the hospital with these burns. So what I thought we could do next, 131009, kids in the kitchen cooking disasters. Because when kids get in the kitchen, there's sharp stuff, there's hot stuff. It all happens and it's very memorable. Like, I remember as a kid picking up a tray, like a baking tray, that had been steaming things because in my mind it wasn't in the oven, it wasn't that hot. But steam, of course, even hotter. And it was just, my hands were all burnt. It was terrible. As a kid, you think you've got it, but you don't. No. You're not organized and don't understand.
I cut the top of my finger off, actually.
As a kid.
Cut off, but have a look at this. You can probably still see the scar.
Oh, there's a line there,
There's a line there. So, it was really deep to the bone.
Oh.
I think I was chopping vegetables. Yeah. And I was like, bang.
Yeah.
Oh, shocking. When you're a kid, no good.
No.
Of course, everyone that gets on the air this week into the draw for our prize of the week, tickets for you and five friends to the TAB Inter Dominion on Sunday, the 5th of December. The prize includes 3-course dinner and a drinks package. It's going to be a good night out. 131009 with your stories next.
The Novos.
131009, we're after your kids in the kitchen disasters.
I'm not fat. I'm big burnt.
I'm bigger than you. I'm higher in the food chain. Get in my belly.
Yeah, kids making this Dalgona candy from Squid Games. It's been a real problem. At one Sydney hospital, they had 3 kids presenting with major burns in a single week from this exact situation. So it's a problem. Obviously, they're seeing this on TikTok. They think, I can make that. That's easy. Looks very simple. Sugar melted. Steaming, burning hot, and it gets stuck on you. Disaster.
Burns in the kitchen, not good. When I was a kid, my sister was babysitting us, right? She was doing something in the kitchen with the kettle or the toaster. I can't remember what it was. Propped me up on the stove. You know those coil stoves?
Yeah.
Right? And I don't know how, but I managed to turn the actual knob on, and I'm screaming, going, get me off the stove. So, like, 3 or 4, and then I had the coil imprint on my butt for, like, 2-3 weeks.
Branded like a big old moo cow.
Yeah,
oh,
pretty much.
Oh, my God.
Do you still have a scar?
No. Oh. No, that's gone. Long gone.
Imagine having the big coil scar there. Just imagine it there forever.
First up is Trudy. Trudy, kids in the kitchen disasters. What happened?
My daughter's fiance stayed over for the weekend.
Yeah.
And my son decided he'd get up and cook breakfast.
Yeah. So how old was your son at the time?
He was 15.
Yep.
And he proceeds to make the grilled cheese sandwiches for breakfast. And next minute, I'm hearing, Mum, it's on fire, it's on fire. So I ran out, and my griller is on fire. So I've just grabbed a couple of tea towels, soaked them, grabbed the griller out, ran outside with it.
In your pajamas, mind you.
Actually, I wasn't in my pajamas because I'd been up since 6 a.m.
I thought you were going to say you were completely nude. That would have made this story so much juicier.
It would have given the neighbours a good sight, I could tell you.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so what?
I ended up burning my fingertips on both hands and didn't realise until after I'd done it, and I literally burnt my fingerprints off.
Oh,
good. That's some Men in Black kind of stuff there.
I was
going
to say, off to do a crime after that, were you? How many things you steal? No fingerprints.
Didn't even think of that, actually.
Damn it. I can't believe I missed
out. Great story. No fingerprints left. Thank you, Trudy.
Let's go to Mandy. What's your kids in the kitchen disaster story, babe?
Oh, with my daughter and my nephew, they were about 3 or 4 at the time.
Yeah.
and they were playing inside and they were really quiet, and we me and my girlfriend walked inside and they painted themselves and the kitchen floor with butter.
So that's just a big mess.
And my girlfriend trying to get across the kitchen floor to get the kids was hilarious.
They were just sliding away.
Yeah.
You can't grab them. You can't chase them.
Yeah. Couldn't get hold of them because they were that slippery.
Never trust a quiet child is what I'm getting from this.
Yeah, no. And the same kids, years later, when they were 8 and 9, we were living out in the bush.
Yeah.
And they decided to wet the floor and put dishwashing liquid all over it and slide through the house.
Oh, I've done that.
But the worst thing was about it was my nephew slid that far through the house, he went straight through the wall.
What?
Yeah.
There was a kid-shaped hole in that wall.
Like a cartoon, like a Roadrunner cartoon.
Yeah, yeah, most definitely.
He didn't learn his lesson from the butter, apparently.
Well, it wasn't funny at the time, but it's funny now, and the kids are now 22 and 21, and they still talk about those days.
Oh, funny stuff.
They loved it.
That is crazy.
Thanks, Mandy.
Straight through the wall.
Thanks for your
calls. Out the other side, and suddenly you're in the garden.
Really well built. Producer Jackson, is he next with What's the Goss? Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
I want to chat about the new Adele album.
Do we have to? Thoughts.
Yeah, we have to.
Oh, hi, it's Adele.
Slow entertainment day. Also, too, Sandra Bullock's revealed a very interesting reason she's turned down millions of dollars to star in a movie. I'm going to play the audio. I want to get your thoughts on it.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I got to testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
What's the goss?
Now, I like Adele, but man, saturation to the max lately, hey.
I'm feeling you, my man. I'm feeling you. Let's turn her up.
This is my new music.
I can't deny that she sounds amazing live, right? This is her live performance. But am I the only one that's not getting caught up in the hype that is Adele?
No, I'm also not getting caught up in the hype.
I think this is a conspiracy theory because, look, I know people love her, but I have not spoken to one person that has purchased the album or listened to the full album. Yet, she has just outsold Taylor Swift's Evermore to become the biggest selling album of 2021.
It's all a machine, man.
The amount of promotion behind it, it's just been insane.
That's right. She got that whole, what is it, weekend breakfast Australian TV host to not do her interview. All a big press thing, I reckon.
Can I just say, too, that I feel like this has really highlighted Adele's a bit of a diva.
Oh, absolutely. Now, this what you've just said there about the sales and the streaming numbers, I don't think that will help this cause. I think this might just encourage her even more because she can be a diva.
Well, did you hear about the Spotify situation?
Yes.
She got them to remove Shuffle. Now, I'm sorry, but if I can't shuffle my music, I'm not listening to it because I understand that they go out and they put an album together because they want a listening experience, but I'm in the car. I'm quick. I don't want to have to listen to two songs that I don't like just to get to the one that I do.
I feel like we're in a cult where we're just made to believe that we have to love Adele. 13:10:09, I'm actually going to open up the lines. Are you sick of Adele?
Good one. Good one. Oh, phones are ringing already. Phones are ringing.
While we wait for them to call, let's talk about Sandra Bullock.
Yeah.
I love Sandra Bullock. She's turned down a Marvel DC movie. There was all these rumors that she was going to be in the new Spider-Man. She's assured us that she's definitely not. But I want to give you the reason why she turned down a big superhero flick.
I was approached for something that wasn't Marvel, but my son said not to do it.
Oh, he did? Was it a DC
no.
universe? Oh, it was something else.
It was kind of, not in the place that Louis felt I should be.
Oh, wow. So you've and that's smart. You've reached a point where
he was actually right. I saw it when it came out and I went, ooh, that's It's unfortunate.
Oh.
Again, he was like six when he asked me not to do it. And I said, okay. Yeah.
All right, so that's why we haven't seen her in a big superhero movie. But when I first heard that, I was like, why are you letting a six-year-old determine what movies you star in? But then I was like, no, that actually makes sense because they're the ones that are going to be begging their parents to take them to go and see these types of films. So, I mean, I guess a six-year-old's as good as a manager, right?
It sounds to me like she's trying to be the cool mom.
I think Sandra Bullock is the cool mum, though, don't you reckon?
Oh, Miss Congeniality was my thing, but apart from that, I don't know.
Can I just say, she doesn't look a day over whatever age she was in Miss Congeniality as well.
I don't think Sandra Bullock gets enough credit for just how funny she is. She has incredible comedic timing.
I agree with that. And I think that she's actually made a good move because, like you said, if there's somebody that knows what superhero movie is going to be hot, it's not some 55-year-old grey-haired manager. It's a kid who, and especially her kids, they're going to be the ones at the cool school with all the mates that are going to see the movie or not, or dump it.
Mm.
If I was at school pickup and I seen Sandra Bullock, I'd want to be her friend.
No, me too. Don't absolutely, yeah.
I feel like it's achievable as well. She's pretty down to earth. I get, like, hypnotized watching her. She just draws me in. Sandra, damn it.
Just an interesting update, guys. I've received a few messages from serious Adele fans. Not happy with the whole situation.
Can I just give everyone that's going to troll us online about Adele just a little message from Adele?
Oh, my God, look at them. They're all knocking at the front door with their orange wigs on and microphones they hit us with. How dare you criticize Adele?
How dare you?
How very dare you. Thank you, Jackson. Appreciate that.
The Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. Maddie. Meg. And Crevo.
Maddie, Meg and Crevo.
What a way to start the day.
Novos.
Let's go.
Hey guys, Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicks off after 9 o'clock with 105 minutes commercial free. Jackson.
Yo, hello. Hey. Some Tones and I fitting, I feel, Clarity
J. Yeah, interesting news about Tones and I. So she's recently renewed her Byron Bay busking license.
Nice.
Oh, why?
She's doing a busking tour around
fun
the
fact
country.
Of the day.
Busking tour?
Yeah, she's going around doing shows for free.
Stuff that.
Why bother? She's such a big star now. That's, you don't have to do that.
Gets the streams up, I guess. Me.
Yeah. Well, I think it is a bit of a marketing thing. So she's getting a van and she's going around and they're going to film the whole thing, like going to small towns, showing up and playing guitar and stuff. Oh.
She has said in interviews, though, she misses the busking day. She preferred her life when she was busking.
No,
as if.
It's like they say, money doesn't buy happiness, but you'd rather cry in a Mercedes than on a bicycle, right? I love Tones and I, but God, Humble's being boring, right? Vance Joy, I don't think you'll catch him busking.
No, he's coming to Newey soon, actually.
Ooh, how exciting. I know Foreshore Park.
Yeah, with the Rubens.
Sure. Very good spot. And... New Avril Lavigne. How
I'm
exciting
so happy
is
right
this?
Now. Oh,
haven't
my
heard
God.
This yet.
I've been obsessed with this for 3 weeks.
I
oh my God.
Put this on this morning in the car coming to work and I was like, this is a jam.
Oh, it's a vibe.
It kind of reminds me of classic skater girl Avril.
Yeah. It's the same era. It feels like
no
that.
More ballads, drowning underwater, whatever that song is called.
Yeah, head above water. Travis Barker's on the drums as well, which makes me
Travis
very happy.
Oh, Courtney Kardashian let him out of the house for 5 minutes.
You can go out for one day.
Thank you, Jackson. It's kicking off at 9.
Hey, the old adage of two wrongs don't make a right. You know what? Stuff it. A friend of mine, she's caught her delivery driver for a courier company doing the wrong thing. So she thought, you know what? I'm going to give him a taste of his own medicine. Worked in her favour.
Oh, like very a little revenge situation.
Yeah, I was so excited when I read this. I'm going to give you the details.
The Novos.
Over to you, mate.
It's been a while since I've actually had to wait on something in the mail. Like, I haven't online shopped for a very long time. A friend of mine, though, is obsessed with online shopping.
That sounds like a lie.
I haven't bought anything online. I actually went into a shop and bought the thing that I'm wearing today.
When was the last online delivery you had? Because it just feels a bit off that.
The last one was probably the signed Ed Sheeran CD
which was, a week ago?
But I bought that about 4 weeks ago.
Okay, all right. Sorry, go. I'm derailing the story, but continue.
Well, a friend of mine, she's an online streamer, like gamer streamer, so she's constantly getting like merch packs and all that kind of stuff from like sponsors, if you will.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's been waiting on something for a while, and she posted on Facebook yesterday, I absolutely love this, that she was waiting on a package and it was meant to get delivered like on Monday. Anyway, she's called the delivery driver, like the courier driver, and said, look, I just wanted to check in on the delivery. I saw that you left a delivery slip for me. Does that mean I have to go pick it up? And he's like, no, I'll come and drop it off for you tomorrow. I tried knocking on your door for about 10 minutes, but there was no answer. And she's like, oh, okay. Just having a look at the security cameras over the mailbox, you just dropped the card. You didn't even knock. You just dropped the card and left. Anyway, he went into a bit of a panic. And just like, you know what? I'll drop it off when I go back to the depot this afternoon. You'll get it today. She doesn't have security cameras.
The old bluff.
She decided to just bluff the guy, and it worked in her favor. And now he knows that she has security cameras. He's probably never going to do it again.
He won't be playing up anymore.
So many delivery drivers honestly just do that, especially in apartment buildings, because it's a whole other issue trying to get hold of people.
Our Australia Post guy who delivers to us, he's, I have to genuinely say, he's very good.
Yeah,
he'll wait there for a good 5 to 10 minutes sometimes.
That's very good.
He's a really good guy.
So the other one that they, because I get sometimes stuff picked up from my place, like couriers, and sometimes I say, yeah, it'll be this day. I've had stuff sitting out there for days because they say, yeah, it'll come. And then the next day, yeah, I'll be there. And then they finally turn up. So obviously, I don't know if they're like overworked maybe.
Mm. Well, that's it.
Realistically. Yeah. But sometimes there is dodgy stuff that goes on. Mm. You know, sometimes they are just dropping the slip because it's easier and it goes to the post office and they don't have to deal with anything.
In this case, two wrongs do make a right. Just be like, you know what? I checked the cameras. You didn't even knock on the door. Just tell you, you can buy fake security cameras.
Whoa.
And install them.
The thing
is, like, if you're getting a lot of deliveries, this would be something I would look into.
Or for $50, get a real camera. They're so cheap now, like a little Nest camera or something.
The fake one's probably more expensive than
the real one. And then you've got the footage, the actual footage.
But if you're getting stuffed around with your deliveries, there's a little bit of a hint for you to possibly get them on track.
Yeah, use Meg's friend's secret bluffing tip. I love that.
I was so happy when I read it, though, because it was just one of those things where
revenge.
Getting screwed around by a delivery company is the worst sometimes.
Very
and
you're
she
waiting
just,
for something.
Yeah, it's something important as well. I don't even know what she was waiting for. I should have asked.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Good story. Thanks for that. Smash for Cash is up next. Of course, $675. Amazing to try and get your hands on that money. You just have to figure out what we've smashed with a hammer. Here's the sound. Okay, jump on newfm.com.au, cross off all those incorrect guesses. Don't waste it. Call up now, though. 13 10 09.
The Novos.
The Novos have a big bag of money and a giant hammer.
Hit it!
Smash for cash.
I hit it 2 times.
Yeah, Meg grabbed the big hammer and said, guys, I'm off to smash something in the secret smashing room, which was cool. Got that done, recorded it, and of course, if you figure out what it is, the money's all yours. $675 on the line today.
Still sitting in there smashed. I haven't cleaned it up yet.
Well, that's...
I probably should get around to that, actually.
No one else can see it because you've got the only key to the room.
Yeah,
so
true.
That's just the way it is. Maddie, shall we meet our contestant?
Yeah, going to Danielle from Fletcher. She's a cleaner, has 5 kids, and says it's pretty full on. Says she's fun, caring, and a typical mum and cannot stand clutter and hoarders. Good morning, Danielle. How are you?
Hello, good. How are you?
Yeah, good. 5 kids. Christmas time must be crazy for you.
Yeah, it's full on. Yeah,
I'm going to put you on the spot real quick. The mum test. Give us all the names and ages.
Dakota, 12. Emily, 11. Ruby, 9. Jake, 8. Electra, 5.
Oh, well done.
She knows the kids well.
Or did you just give us fake names and ages and then none of them are your kids?
Hey, Danielle, here we go. What do you think the sound is for $675?
Is it a piggy bank or money box?
I think we've had that guess before.
No,
we had money. money tin.
Money tin, not money box, but it's not correct.
Sorry, Danielle. Back tomorrow, guys, worth $700. Ooh. We are done. Enjoy the day. Tomorrow on the show, our friend Dami Im's coming on.
Oh, yes.
I've never spoken to him before. You guys apparently have.
Well, there's a legendary story that goes with Dami Im.
The Dami incident is what I call it. It's legendary in the history of this show. And we will, of course, be bringing it up with her because there's nothing better than a bit of awkwardness.
Tell the story, Craver.
Okay, so the year was can't remember what year. We had some people coming in here because Dami Im was performing in our green room, which is a special room that's set up by clearing out the boardroom tables and chairs. Dami came in. She was all happy. All of the listeners were gathered in delight. And then she started performing and suddenly the sound equipment malfunctioned and she was left hanging halfway through a song and us awkwardly scuttering out of the room like cockroaches when the light turns on.
I ran out. I think I've got some audio.
Of course.
Do you want to hear it?
Of course.
Oh, this is a moment Dami Im's audio cut out when she was performing at the illustrious New FM Green Room. Oh, back here.
I'm crying.
It goes on. You know what? I never thought she'd come back on the show, to be honest, but hey.
My theory is she has forgotten that we are the station where that happened. That's what I think's happened, and I'm so excited to bring it all up and relive the awkwardness.
Jackson, 105 commercial freeze up next. You were there that day. It was very
I was
awkward,
there. I just pretended to be a listener.
Hey,
like, what's going on? You should pitch that you heard another station did it and then see what she said about this.
That's
station.
An even better idea.
I think she'll be humble, though. I don't think she'd can us.
We'll see.
Maybe.
We'll see.
Dua Lipa on the way.
Oh, yes.
With old Elton John. Ed Sheeran.
Always good.
Yeah, always good. Always great, mate. Gaga as well. Love Game.
Vintage Gaga. That was from 2009,
yes.
I think.
I went as Gaga for Halloween once, actually, after this song.
Really?
Yeah, mainly.
You just get so inspired.
I loved that.
There we go.
Useless information in my mind. I'm like an encyclopedia of Lady Gaga song release dates.
Yeah.
That is useless.
It is. Taking up space. We'll catch you tomorrow, guys. Bye.